The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples left there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man must be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And then 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This gesture of Jesus toward the end of today's gospel, where he takes a child and places the child on his lap, is indicative of how Jesus always goes to the margins. Children had no status whatsoever. They did not in any way have the affection and the love that we have for children today. A child was only of value so that he or she could grow up and work to feed the family. Women and children were held in lower regard than a man's goats or his sheep. And so for Jesus to take the child and put him on his lap is notable. If you notice in the translation of the gospel, when Mark wrote this gospel, he did not refer to the child as he or she, but it. He says that Jesus placed the child on his lap, and then he refers to it as it, and that was the status. I think if Jesus were to come to Erie today, he wouldn't come here. I suspect he would find the poorest neighborhood in the city, and that's where he would go to try to give people hope in the face of despair. I suspect that he would try to find out where drugs are being sold and would go to that place to try to help those who are addicted. And so the nagging question that you and I have to ask ourselves is, do we imitate him in caring for these people who can't care for themselves? We have a food pantry, a homeless shelter, St. Patrick's Haven, Emmaus Soup Kitchen, the neighborhood art house, St. Martin's Center. Or do I just look upon them as freeloaders waiting for a handout? Amen.